When you travel by public transportation, there are certain sights and sounds and even smells you expect. If you smell kerosene, you're probably at an airport. If you smell diesel, you're either at a train station or a bus stop. If you smell nothing, really, electricity might be powering your ride. The smell of nothing has greeted some transit riders in the Rogue Valley this week, accompanied by a whirring sound, but no engine noise. You guessed it, an electric bus has been working in and around the Rogue Valley cities of Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass this week. It's made by Complete Coachworks in California and has been touted by local groups, including the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association, or SOHEVA. So we have three guests in the studio with us. James Paul is the Northwest Regional Sales Manager for CCW, Complete Coachworks. James, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan Shetterly is also with CCW. He's the ZEPS sales manager. We'll explain that ZEPS stands for Zero Emission Propulsion Systems. Hi, Ryan. Good to see you.
Good to meet you.
And we have James Stevens with us as well. He is the CEO and CTO, Chief Technical Officer of ElectroQuest Systems in the Ashland area, and is also the president of SOHEVA, the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. Welcome to you, James Stevens.
Thank you.
So for the guys from Complete Coachworks, did you start as a bus maker and convert to electric systems? I'm just trying to figure out the history here.
A little bit of history on CCW. We're actually a family-owned and operated company out of Southern California. We started back in 1986. We are the nation's largest rebuilder of transit buses. We do anything and everything transit. In the past, historically, our bread and butter has been ground-up rebuilds, which included CNG, clean diesel, and really any alternative fuel. In the last 5 years or so, we embarked on a journey to electrify these vehicles and help clean up fleets across the country.
Was it the technology developed by yourselves, or was it propulsion technology that was available from somewhere else that you fitted to the buses?
The propulsion technology was developed in-house. You know, we incorporate and we integrate technology that was existing. However, nothing had ever really been scaled to that, you know, to that application. About 5 years ago, we had a vision. Dale Carson, who's the president of the company, the Carson family, had a vision to start looking at what the next chapter would be for CCW, and electrification was certainly the avenue to take.
So, how big a set of batteries does a bus need to be able to run around for enough trips to make it worth its financial while?
In terms of scalability, and give the audience an idea of what how big the battery pack is, a Tesla battery pack is right around 80 kilowatts. A CCW ZEPS bus is now 373 kilowatt hours.
Okay, so that's a good bit larger than your average Tesla.
Bit larger, yes.
Are there particular challenges in making a battery powered bus, given the duty life of a bus? You know, it's a lot of stopping and waiting, and then going again, and then more stopping and waiting. Not just for traffic lights, but to pick people up and that sort of thing.
Well, electric technology, electric traction motors specifically, it's the climate that they operate in the best. At zero RPMs, an electric traction motor is at max torque. So basically, in your urban settings, you know, bus drivers like to have the ability to get to where they want to go, you know, make their route times, and electric technology allows for that.
They have to be careful, though, it sounds like, to keep people from snapping their heads back into the seats, because if the torque is available at zero RPM.
Correct. We have what's called a ZEPS battery management system developed all in-house that essentially manages the amount of torque that we do give the driver, therefore conserving the energy that the battery has, making it, you know, designed for optimal efficiency.
James Paul, have you sold ZEPS buses in the Northwest yet in your territory?
I personally have not. However, there is one bus in Richland, Washington, the first ZEPS bus. Mm-hmm. It's been in service for 3 years.
And is it your company's technology that's going to be supplying the electric buses to Eugene, or to Lane Transit, I should say?
No.
No, okay. Well, they have electric buses coming there, but not yours. Sorry. Sore spot, maybe. Let's hear from James Stevens from ElectroQuest Systems and the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. How long has SOHEVA been around?
SOHEVA has been active for over a year and a half now. We started up as a group of interested people looking at electric vehicles, especially personal vehicles. We have quite a number of electric vehicle drivers and hybrid drivers, because hybrid is that transition technology too. We've been promoting electrics, and then a couple of years ago, I got involved with some consulting to the city as a volunteer consultant to the city of Ashland, because it looked like electric transit would be a natural. So I brought that to Sohiva, and we've been steadily promoting these vehicles, and now with this demonstration vehicle, this is the first time that we've actually had an electric bus in the area for people to touch, ride, feel, smell, you know, really get an idea of what it's all about.
And so what kind of duty run has it had this week? What has it been doing over the course of the... It's been here since Monday, is it right?
Yeah. Let's see. Actually, Tuesday is when everything really started. We did five major stops in Ashland. Each stop was 2 hours, and that included the university here, where it was parked right out in front of Stevenson Union for people to come and see. We actually had people riding on the bus from a retirement community called Mountain Meadows here in Ashland. And then we ended the day downtown in front of the Chamber of Commerce, where the Chamber of Commerce had announced this for people to come see ride. And we just had the whole day where we spent riding the bus and talking about it, talking about what's happening.
We're talking about the visit of an electric bus to the Rogue Valley. The electric bus comes from Complete Coach Works in California. We have James Paul and Ryan Shetterly from CCW here in the studio with us. You just heard from James Stevens, who is the president of the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. What do you think about electric buses? Is this a bus you'd get on when you might not have gotten on another? Do you think it's a good way to go ahead and approach transit as opposed to with the fossil fuel burning kind? Let's get your thoughts on the exchange. 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address. Address is jx@jeffnet.org. Ryan Shetterly, you had something you wanted to throw into what James Stevens just said?
Yeah, in addition to the local routes that we did here in Ashland, we also participated yesterday with Josephine County Transit and Scott Clancy and his team. We were able to go from Grants Pass down to Medford, which was a 67-mile route. We did that twice yesterday on a single charge. On the way back, the bus driver mentioned they had roughly, 22 or 23 people on board, which was the most that he had ever seen. So, the public was definitely aware that the technology was in town, and they wanted to see what it was all about.
So the two round trips, you say, on one battery charge?
Correct.
And,
correct.
And how much was left over?
We made it.
Well, talk about then what happens then, Ryan, with the duty requirements on the bus for transportation, but you're talking about potentially moving a bus into a place that gets to be 110 degrees in the summer, and you want to run the air conditioning, obviously.
Correct. What we've found, we've got about 50 of these buses operating coast to coast, from Gardena, California with G-Trans, mm-hmm. To Frederick, Maryland, of course, with our largest customer in Indianapolis, the transportation property called Indigo. The heat is typically not as big of a concern for us as the cold. The heat tends to, in order to heat up the bus, it takes a little bit more energy. The warmer climates, the ZEPS AC system has no problem cooling it down and maintaining efficiency. Currently, we have a nominal range of about 150 miles. The challenge with the Grants Pass, the Josephine County route, was essentially the grades that were being pulled. I had two amazing drivers yesterday, Dave and another gentleman, who were more than willing to partake in the demonstration, and both of them did a great job. But drivers can have as much as a 40% effect on the range, on the overall range of the electric bus. So for two guys to get in the, to hop in the driver's seat and make those two passes and make them successfully, a big shout out to Josephine County Transit for that.
I forgot about Blackwell Hill. That's gonna work your engine pretty hard in each direction.
It tested us pretty good.
How much instructions did you have to give the drivers before you got them onto the trip?
Well, the beauty about what CCW does is we actually rebuild existing buses that have already that properties that tend to be familiar with. We take buses out of an existing fleet, and again, we rebuild them from the ground up. Other than a couple of components that are being added to the driver's compartment, like a state of charge to let them know, you know, where the battery is at and what have you, and a couple other little gadgets, the driver's compartment, for the most part, stays exactly the same. Both drivers were very pleasantly surprised yesterday when they got in, and, you know, we're running a 2,000 40-foot low-floor Gillig. They both got in. They said, "Hey, this is basically exactly, you know, what we're used to." So other than showing them a couple of little things and them getting used to the low end and the pickup speed, it was just like riding a bike for those guys. And again, they did a fantastic job.
Go ahead, James Stevens.
Yeah, one thing I thought would be worth mentioning is that drivers with a maximum torque at zero RPMs and if they treat that accelerator pedal normally, they're going to, like you say, whip your head back. So one of the things to get maximum efficiency is actually to start gentler because you've got all that torque. You don't need it. And then another thing, Stanford University is using, I think now, a fleet of about 30 electric buses for all kinds of things. They are doing something where with their drivers, they're incentivizing them, and they say every month the driver that uses the least amount of electricity gets a bonus, a $1,000 bonus every month. And so that actually gets those drivers to really be more gentle and conservative, and they get maximum range.
I have to assume those are balanced with customer complaints, though.
You know, well,
it's like if you saved a lot of battery power, but he's really slow on the route, you know.
Actually, what they find is, you know, if they just treat it like they want to accelerate like a normal bus and decelerate normal bus, they're doing fine and maximum efficiency.
James Stevens is the president of SOHIVA, the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. James Paul and Ryan Shetterly are from Complete Coachworks, which is bringing the electric bus to the Rogue Valley this week. Here are some calls. Here's Kevin and Eugene. Welcome to the exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
And visitors. I was just wondering if you have checked out other counties or cities around the nation that have gone all electric and know what their how they overcame challenges, and maybe we might be able to learn from them.
All right. So it looks like this is back to Ryan Shetterly. So you have mentioned a couple of applications already. I mean, like, did Indigo or Frederick, Maryland or Gardena, did they go all electric?
Well, Indigo is currently the largest fleet of electric vehicles in the country. They are operating 21 ZEPS buses, and they've been on the road for, you know, just over 2 years. We've grown with them. I mean, this was a project that really, you know, sent a lot of ripples throughout the industry. We've worked very closely with them. We've supported them. A lot of the growing pains that have been felt have been, you know, we've gone through them with them. So working with different agencies, you do see some of their challenges. You do find out when they need to charge in order to avoid demand charges. However, Indigo doesn't really have those, but cities like Gardena, California do.
Electricity costs more certain times of the day.
Correct. So identifying, you know, when optimal efficiency is for charging, determining route variation that is going to be conducive with the performance of the product that they're looking for. There's several factors that are taken into play, but, you know, most importantly, the beginning stages, the infancy stages of any project is working with the drivers, the maintenance personnel, making sure that they're happy and comfortable with the electric transition. And working with them in order to identify their needs for their agency in order to make it a success.
Jim Paul, also from Complete Coachworks. Number one, are you glad you weren't here last week when the snowstorm closed schools and even the bus line for a day?
I came in on Monday, and I was on I-5 for 3 hours in a parking lot.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And got to chain up. So I do appreciate what you go through on a regular basis here.
Okay, good to know. The other thing is when people are looking at the bus, I mean, are there different sets of eyes coming from transit managers versus what their patrons are looking at in a bus?
The transit managers are looking for fleet operations and savings and how they can cut costs and be more efficient, whereas a customer is more concerned about being on time for wherever they're going because the bus is just a means of transportation to them.
All right, so people don't get terribly excited about it. It doesn't matter what's moving it as long as it's moving?
They just want to be on time and safe.
All right. Well, you can join the conversation here in the exchange. We'll take a couple more minutes talking about the electric bus visit to the Rogue Valley with the folks from Complete Coachworks in California. You just heard James Paul, who's the Northwest Regional Sales Manager. Ryan Shetterly is the ZEPS Sales Manager, ZEPS being Zero Emission Propulsion Systems. James Stevens is with us as well. He is the CEO and CTO at ElectroQuest Systems in Ashland and is the president of the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. Join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Sohiva was one of several groups, it sounds like, that were interested in bringing the bus here and showing it around.
Yes. Actually, the whole Rogue Valley seems to be interested in clean transit and electric vehicles. So over the last couple of years, they've actually been demanding, let's get some buses up here. Let's look at this. Let's transition. And I would say that Josephine County, the Josephine Transit District, will probably be the first electric bus purchaser in the area because they've got a grant and they're ready to go. They're just looking at various manufacturers and wanting to make the decision.
So James, Paul, do you think you have a sale there?
We're 90% sure we're going to end up with a sale here.
All right, and it's also the bus performed. Now, so you mentioned it was on the freeway then yesterday too, in addition to on local streets. Ryan Shetterly,
correct. Mm-hmm. We started out in Grants Pass near the courthouse and made it down to Medford with four stops along the way. I believe it was Gold Hill, mm-hmm. And then there was there was four stops total, and again that was a 67-mile round trip.
Is this an off-the-shelf charging system? Is it proprietary? What do you have going on there?
Currently, we offer a 50-kilowatt onboard charger that is proprietary. It is it was developed in-house, give you a full charge in about 5 hours or so. We are looking to scale that up a bit and drop down that time. But, you know, most of what goes on the product is proprietary. However, one of the things that makes the ZEPS product special is that all the charging infrastructure is included. We charge on a standard 480-volt, three-phase, 100-amp service, which is as essentially as simple as it gets. So, you know, in our pricing that we are using for Josephine County, there would be no huge burden of extra infrastructure cost.
Do you have to make some changes to lighten the load on the bus? Do you use different seats or different mechanical gear, different rims, anything to take some of the weight off the bus from when it was a bus that used fossil fuel?
That's a great question. Yes, the CCW remanufacture, the rebuild process, again, starting from the ground up, would be, you know, new wheels and tires. We use a low rolling resistance tire, a low weight aluminum wheel. Sustainability is big for us. So whatever we take off the bus that cannot be reused, we recycle, which means that we remove all of the marine-grade plywood, which is porous and corrosive, and we replace it with what's called a CUSA board. CUSA board is a composite subflooring. We achieve 90% weight reduction in the flooring itself. We take the old-style aluminum or steel seating and replace it with low-weight, high-efficiency molded seating, molded plastic that's typically scratch-resistant. We take the old windows out and we replace them with what's called a polycarbonate window. They are frameless, so it makes the vehicle look a little bit more modern. Mm-hmm. They're called Euro-style. But the big thing there for us, again, is efficiency. These specific windows insulate a little bit better So when it's warm outside, we can keep it cool. When it's hot outside, we can keep it warm.
You have a big engineering staff at CCW, don't you?
We do. It's led by a gentleman named Henry Couette, who's works tirelessly on this project. You know, between him and the support of Dale Carson, you know, the project would not be where it's at today.
James Stevens at Sohiva, what's left? Is there any itinerary left on the electric bus tour of the Rogue Valley?
I would say it's the big event. That's today at noon, downtown Medford, on Front Street, where the main RVTD terminal, where all of the buses connect, will be a 12:15 departure on this Grants Pass run, what's called the Rogue Valley Transit Run. And it will go from Medford up to Grants Pass, and the people riding the bus at that time are going to get off, go have lunch, then they're going to come back, get on the bus again, and go back to Medford. So this is the big, big event, final.
There's got to be a limit on the number of people you can take on that trip.
What is the capacity? I'm willing to stand. So if it's seating and standing,
we've got room for about 60 people.
All right, 60 altogether. And then what do you think overall about the, what's the view from the folks who love electric vehicles and want to see more of them? Was this a successful week, you think, in the Rogue Valley?
This was a very successful week, and we're looking for what we've done is planting the seed, and we're going to watch it grow. We're going to keep on the city and the transit districts to really make the electric decision for the future.
All right. So JCT, as you mentioned, James Paul, about 90% there. Is Rogue Valley Transit District as interested?
They are looking at the technology. They're committed to CNG at this point, but they are aware that electricity is a wave of the future. So that's down the road, but I see it. They're interested.
All right. CNG being compressed natural gas. Have they bought CNG vehicles from you guys in the past?
Rogue Valley?
Yeah.
Rogue Valley has operated mostly new equipment.
Okay.
However, we are looking to start a relationship with them.
Okay. Obviously, a big business in retrofitting buses for other propulsion methods. That Complete Coachworks in California. Ryan Shetterly, you heard most from. He is the ZEPS sales manager, ZEPS being Zero Emission Propulsion Systems. James Paul, the Northwest Regional Sales Manager. James Stevens runs ElectroQuest Systems and is the president of the Southern Oregon Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Association. Thank you all for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.